This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Religion can make a great-looking cloak. Clever men know how to put it on and appear devout and respectable. A man named Jehu from 2 Kings knew this drill well. God told Jehu through an unnamed prophet that he was to wipe out the entire family of the wicked King Ahab. Jehu liked what he heard and immediately planned a series of lightning strikes aimed at securing his new position. In addition to killing Ahab's family, he wiped out all of his important officials, personal friends, and priests. He also gathered all the dedicated followers and priests of Baal who were loyal to Ahab and his family into one location and slaughtered them all. Was he dedicated to the Lord? It seemed like it at first. Jehu liked his religion fine, so long as it served his purposes. If he could use the prophet's declaration and God's word to solidify his own power base, wonderful. But he refused to remove the gold calves and did not obey the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all his heart. He refused to turn from the sins of idolatry. His devotion to the Lord amounted to little more than a cloak, one that, unfortunately, still gets a lot of use. I encourage you to evaluate how you treat your employees, friends, wife, and kids. What idols remain in your home? Be careful, friend, that you too aren't just using religion as a cloak.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.